Well, the day has come, and we are going to see what people are thankful for, other than turkey, ham, all the desserts that I can't and shouldn't have, but I will. Sugar-free is always good. So let's kick back and enjoy Thanksgiving, our first one as the Effin' Crunch Crew. From us to you, we hope you have a great day. Now, kick back, relax, and let's get into this turkey day. What are we thankful for coming up? Warning.
The views and opinions discussed on the Effin' Crunch Crew may offend some people. Please accept this warning as our apology. Now, let's get this effin' show on the road, bitches.
You can't stop me.
Oh, yeah, it's your boy Big Spook.
Pinky.
Pam Blanco.
Happy Thanksgiving. We are the Effin' Crunch Crew. So today is Turkey Day, Thursday, all day.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
We got some, oh, she did it. It's going to be the Cowboys versus the Commanders. Like, what the hell? I missed that. I missed the days. I hope everybody's having a good day and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thursday.
Tomorrow I get ready to eat.
I get to
wake up and have pumpkin pie right out of the fridge with my hands.
You do like
for
that.
Breakfast.
You said that like a couple of times
for
to
breakfast.
Us already. So.
Yeah. You know, a little breakfast pie.
Yeah, yeah.
Never hurt nobody.
Yeah, pie at night, too, doesn't hurt nobody.
Break all the rules.
I'm not a big pumpkin fan, but for some reason, pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving, the next day after it's been a pumpkin pie for a while in the fridge, kind of soaking into the crust, and you just eat it cold, no whipped cream.
Do you like sweet potato pie or no?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Depends.
It depends. Yeah.
Ducado Vega sweet potato pie?
That was pretty fucking good.
That's the best one I've ever had.
Big shout out to Ducado Vega.
Yeah.
Yeah, his mom's recipe, man, she's like, yeah, I remember when he was selling those. Like, he did those, and he did, like, what's it called? What was the one that I've got, never had it before until I tried his? It's like a white one. I'll have to think of it later. But it was really good.
Yeah. I just had the sweet potato pie he makes, and that thing fucks, as my daughter would say.
It was good. It was good. Here we go again. We play this game again.
Yeah, the sound game.
Son of a bitch. Anyways, any Indians? Do we have any Indians in our house right now? No, we don't. We don't.
I just recently found out I'm not just Czech Polish.
Oh, really?
I'm also Belgian.
wouldn't that be like a little German, too? Is that Belgium and Germany?
Yeah, it's all kind of the same area, but the biggest percentage was Belgium.
As it died, you have the cousins in the Germany.
Czech.
Yeah.
He's a Melanois.
A Melanois. Oh, you're Melanois. No wonder you didn't get along with the dog.
I got along with her.
So
she's a sweet girl.
Is Em making dinner today, or is she?
We're going to have football Thanksgiving at either my parents or my sisters.
We
decided, but my dad's making the turkey.
Football.
We're bringing sides.
I love that it's... You know, I look forward to the football game because you get to eat.
You get to eat,
Especially if you're going to do not dinner, but like dinner, you know, lunch, dinner type of thing.
Oh, yeah, and it's picking out during Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
I just like eating some shit and watching some football.
It's not a turducken, but it's good.
Yeah.
Turducken.
I do miss John Madden.
I do too, man. John Madden was cool.
Yeah.
Him and the turducken. I saw an interview, or not an interview, but it was like a... It was something like where they were talking about how he came up with the turducken.
And yeah, I remember that.
He's like, he said, just add some more legs on the deck.
Yeah.
And put a duck inside of a
turkey.
Wait, put a chicken inside of a duck, a duck inside of a turkey. And cook it.
Because remember, they wheeled that thing out and it was fucking huge.
It was big. It's like they put a dog together and made it look like a damn turkey.
Yeah. But it looked good. Like I always wanted a piece of it.
Yeah. And you know they got the biggest ones too because they were feeding a bunch of football players.
No, they weren't.
What?
I used to think that. I'm like, oh, that's why they got the big ass turkey to feed all these football players. No, on a 52 man roster, that is 104 just active players, not to mention offensive coordinators, trainers, head coaches.
Homework.
You're going to need like probably 80 turduckens. To feed both sides of an NFL football game.
That's a lot of slaughter right there.
And that's just bare bones in it. I mean, you're not talking about
three
the people
birds
that
per
work
fucking,
at the stadium.
Yeah.
So they don't feed them.
No, they just bring out that one turkey. John Madden can eat that.
I'm pretty sure they have something in the back. I mean, because John Madden had people come up and get some food.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was more for, you know.
For show.
For
and,
show.
Yeah, yeah.
kind of makes, you know, NFL players look just like your normal family on Thanksgiving. Hey, you know, we like turkey too.
This story makes me feel kind of sad.
Why?
Because I all this time I thought it was like, okay, I'm going to tell you a story real quick.
All right.
It's about a friend of mine. Well, you know him too, Tim.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Tim that works with us. Well, he was known him for like 22 years, right? And he told me a story about growing up, and he would watch the Knight Rider. And he would see the card, you know, all the time on TV, Kit. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. Well, Kit came to town, and they were doing, I guess it was like a Comic-Con or something like that. And he had his dad and mom take him there. And when he walked up to Kit, he's like, yeah, I get to meet, I get to ask questions. He wouldn't, and ask questions. Then he realized that it had stopped and rewound. It went back to the same. He said his heart broke because he thought Kit was for real.
Oh.
And he said at that point, he was like, man, fuck Knight Rider. It's like his whole childhood dream just crushed right there.
Wow. He got Hasselhoff.
Oh, he got Hasselhoff. It's the third time I've seen heard Hassel today.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, I thought they just brought me back to, I know what he felt like now. Did you tell me the turducken was not for everybody? Just for
yeah.
Me. Really, you going to cry like that for me? Really?
Hi, I'm Pinky, and I don't eat turducken.
Mm-mm.
I've never had it. I mean, yeah. Nobody's really.
See, like 7-Up, never had it, never will.
You never had 7-Up?
7-Up?
No. You ever seen the commercials back in, never mind. Back in the day, it was
they
a commercial.
They had soda back then? Was it sarsaparilla, and did you have to get it from a saloon?
I have had sarsaparilla in Tombstone, Arizona.
Damn.
So it was pretty fucking good.
Back in your teenage years?
What an asshole. Hope that beer makes you burp fart.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sitting on your chair, so it's a gamble.
Nobody sits there, especially after you get up, and we have to get it a good month or so, and then sit back on it.
Hey, you're getting that down to a science. It's pretty good.
I was about to tell April, Pinky, too, that she looks rather nice today, all
you
dressed
do. You're
up,
all
but she's going to talk noise.
Thank you. Oh, but
it's her, what? Hey, it's her Thanksgiving get up.
Yeah. She wears Thanksgiving stuff right now. Oh, my God. Yeah, I was like, you know, and then you started talking noise. I'm like, really?
I'm not. I'm actually pretty chill
for
it being a hectic day.
Being a hectic day. Yeah. It has been a hectic day.
I think now.
It's always hectic.
Holidays are hectic.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. And you know what? I despise fucking like the holidays right now because it's so okay when you're divorced and you have kids.
Yeah.
Your kids are grown.
Yeah, my kids are grown.
The worst.
And you know this, right?
Because Addie,
you're trying to figure
Addie's
out times of where they're going to go.
Yeah.
Who are they going to be with first? Excuse me. You got other plans. So let's say right now I got my in-laws who are coming over here. Then I have my mother and my dad, Frank. And then I have my dad, Joe, and my stepmother, Paula. So they want us to go there, too.
Yeah.
So that's like all going all kinds of circles.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I'm like, like my mom would get pissed sometimes if I can't show up. She used to get really upset. But I'm like, dude, I got my own family. I got a bunch of stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Christmas time's the worst. I can't buy for everybody anymore either.
Hell no. Who can?
I mean, I would love to. So I think
a gallon of milk is $40 now at Kroger's.
Exactly. It went up.
Yeah.
It's shitty. Like, I don't know. One year, me and Big O, a couple years, we would buy big-ass cases of wine, and we would take them, and they'll give those as gifts. You know, we go somewhere, we give a wine bottle. So it was Christmas Eve, and we had the bottles of wine in the back of our car. And we went to have Christmas Eve now. We're having dinner at Denny's.
Okay.
So it's just me and Big O. We're off of Garland Road in 635. And we're eating, and we walk in, and our waiter's nowhere to be seen. So the busboy ends up coming over and helping us, taking care of us, bringing us drinks. Mexican guy, right? Kept coming back, and he would check on us. Then the waitress would come up, hey, is there anything? I said, no, you're good. It's all good. And then the manager would come up, you know, talk to her and pull her to the side. They just talk and bullshit. Well, at the end of our dinner, we're like, man, we got to give this dude something. Just like, don't leave her a fucking thing. Let's give it to him. And she comes up, gives us our bill. And I said, hey, is that that busboy still here? I'd like to see him. And the manager goes, is something wrong? Did he do something wrong? I said, he did everything right. I said, she didn't do nothing right. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, well, I want to give him a gift, and we would like to tip him. And we gave him $20 and a bottle of wine to take home to his wife and him so they can celebrate Christmas.
That was nice.
That was nice.
So I'm like, you know what? He's working hard, dude. And I'm like, it's really hard. So I would love.
On Christmas at Denny's.
On Christmas Eve at Denny's.
Oh, yeah. Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Christmas was a totally different story. That was a different ball game. Mm-hmm. Had places to go eat.
It's always a story with Big Spook.
Oh, yeah. Always. I'm trying different thermometers.
He gets big mad.
Oh, no, I don't. You know me
big
forever.
Stories.
He was just talking about it. Man, I got a bunch of Jack in the Box. They fucked my shit up.
Oh, yeah,
fuck
these
that Jack in the Box.
I sure did, bitches. Oh, I want to say no mamas, but I don't want to do it right now. It's too early.
No mamas.
It came out anyways.
It's no bueno.
We got to get us a shirt that says no mamas.
I'm telling you guys. You guys do need that.
Yo quiero taco ver and all that shit. Yeah.
Two peas in a pod.
I'm going to take your face. I'm going to Photoshop like an old Tia's haircut on you.
Yeah.
And cartoonize it and make that.
And make it the
no mames.
No mames.
No mames.
The F and Crunch crew.
Yeah.
What is her name?
Doña Lencha.
Doña Lencha. Lencha.
Doña Petra.
Doña Petra. She wants to call me Lencha all the time.
With Lencha?
It's because there's a restaurant. So I automatically like correlated with that. Yeah.
She's thinking about the Mexican food.
Doña Lencha. I can't think of food right now.
No mames. Can't think of food right now?
No.
Are you full?
No,
oh, we're
full.
About to be, though. Here,
no, I'm not full. I just, you know, when you cook and you've been around it for days, like, you just smell.
That's true.
And
I don't know. I'm a...
I've you get full off of just the smell.
The sense,
right?
You gain like 5 pounds just for smelling
it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Putting on my winter coat.
Your winter coat.
But
you
I'm
ain't
ready.
A bear. You ready?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to eat.
What's your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving?
Turkey and stuffing with those rolls.
Okay. And you like stuffing. You like Stouffer's.
Stovetop. Yeah.
Oh, stovetop stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any other one you like?
It's Stouffer's stovetop stuffing, isn't it?
Is it Stouffer's?
I want to say Stouffer's.
Maybe stovetop stuffing is, man, Stouffer's stovetop stuff.
Oh, my God.
Try
it.
There with you,
Steve.
Say it.
Stouffer's stovetop topping.
See? Do it, Joe.
What is it first? Tell me again.
Stouffer's stovetop stuffings.
Stouffer's stovetop stuffings.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, I'm a voiceover for Audible. You're stupid. So, is there any other stuffing that you think that you would like? Have you ever tried anything else?
No.
So your mom makes the cornbread? She said no.
I'm pretty dead set on like certain things. Like if I go to a restaurant, like Mi Cocina is one of my favorite restaurants, right?
That's a good one.
So every time I've gone there since I
same
was
thing.
20,
mm-hmm.
Same thing.
I'm like that at Glorious.
I
why
in the since nine
since 1902
since 2000
1990
wait hold on
damn it
yeah so anyway since I was like 1920 and I've been going to the same Mi Cocina, I can honestly tell you I have probably ordered maybe the same thing but I've tried two other
name.
Things yeah like they know me the lady that works there
oh we know what she wants.
And she's like, yeah. She's like, Señora, it's like La Señora Anita. But she's super sweet. She's been there since I was 19. I'm
and then she walks
guys.
To the back. Okay.
I'm 43.
Uh-huh. You're not 43.
I swear, yeah, I am.
And she's walking back. She's all smiling. She goes, no, she ordered the same fucking thing all the time. The same fucking thing.
No. She's like manager now, so she's got other job duties.
Look,
but
I'm doing fries now. But next week.
She'll be standing there with her coworker and she'll be like, That's the girl.
With
tacos, rice, and beans.
Oh, that's the one?
That's the one only
sour
tacos,
cream,
rice, and beans.
Sour cream chicken enchiladas with rice and beans.
She don't look, 19. No, she been coming here since she was 19, cabrona. Listen.
God, can you believe that? 23 years?
That's consistency.
I mean, that's like.
It's something to be admired. My sister's the same way. So, like, well, my brother doesn't, but
that's
the rest
what you
of my
get for
rest of my family loves El Phoenix. Like we grew up going to the Casa Linda El Phoenix.
Thank
for,
you,
like,
Martinez. Thank you very much.
Yep. I don't know. It's a family thing.
I mean,
but my sister, two tacos, rice and beans. Me every single time.
Two tacos, rice,
two,
and beans.
Two cheese enchiladas.
Is it?
Yeah.
Rice and beans and a crispy taco.
It's too boring for me.
And the whole thing.
And when I go to like Cuquitas, like every time, it's
like
papas con huevo. And papas con huevo or with beans. It's always like I just have my
it's simple.
I don't like coquitas. I just
Why?
Don't. I've been there. I've tried it 3 times. The first time was with a girl that I was dating way long, long ass time ago. And went to the original coquitas, right? And I didn't like it. It was like, I can't do this.
Once.
So then
twice,
I went
three times. Coquitas.
He said coquitas.
What is it?
Coquitas.
I used to have a friend who would always say, oh, we're going to go to Curquitas. Curquitas.
Curquitas.
Era moreno, right?
Oh, yeah. So, we're going to go to Curquitas.
Okay, wait. So for all the gringo listeners, what is a coquita?
A coquita? I have no
idea. He would try to say coquitas, but he would call it curquitas.
Curquitas.
Coquitas.
Let's go to Curquitas.
What is it, though?
Coquitas? It's a name. It's the name of a...
Coquitas is a restaurant. Yeah, Mexican restaurant.
Oh, I thought it was a dish. You're like, I don't like coquitos. I'm like, what are those?
No. I didn't like it. And then they built one.
Coquitas?
I don't think so.
There's one up the street from here. Literally up the street on Spring Valley.
Yeah.
And then there's one over...
There's one in Farmers Branch now.
There's one in Garland.
Is it a drive-thru or sit-down?
No.
Sit down. Yeah.
I mean, I'll give it another try. It'd be my fourth time. And if I go the fourth time...
What
I'm
have
like,
you gotten that you didn't like?
I didn't like anything. I didn't like their tortillas. I didn't like their...
What?
I did not like
what
their tortillas.
What kind of tortillas? The
They were... From what I can remember, they were fucking cold and cracky, and I didn't like them. Nope.
He's talking about a wrong place.
No, I know.
Okay, I don't know
who
they make homemade tortillas.
And I cannot stand their damn queso, whatever it is.
Flameado?
That's fucking nasty.
Mm-mm. Wow.
That's it. We're
you
done.
You guys,
I quit you.
You guys should probably start seeing other people.
Yeah. I quit you.
But it's so greasy and fucking just a lump of cheese.
Okay,
want
what is bad about
well,
that?
They put
lump of cheese.
I mean, if you add the chorizo with it.
It's still lumpy with greasy chorizo. I like queso
just
with.
Just don't go, okay?
Queso
just don't go.
That you can dip in.
You got snooty with, over here
with
and
tacos
picky over here. I don't believe either one of you guys. I'm just gonna have to go eat it for myself.
Yeah,
go.
You
go ahead.
Should. You should.
Go ahead.
We should do a Crunch Crew there.
Gonzalez kicks their ass, but I'll tell you that much.
Gonzalez does, yes.
I love Gonzalez, but I experienced racism there.
What?
You should have said, hey, fue cubano, cabrón. You should have told him like that.
We went, I was dating Joe's cousin at the
Who
time.
Who wasn't?
Wow, that was rude.
I'm playing with you. Because it seems like my cousins, my sisters, all my ex-band guys, all the band guys want to date my family. It's fucking
well,
ridiculous.
Your sisters and your cousins are all really pretty.
It's like, damn. Really another
like
one.
I'd probably date every sister and cousin you got.
It's like, okay,
back
yeah, this is my sister.
Wow.
I can't introduce you.
Well, I met your cousin at your
and my niece. My niece got dated too.
Oh yeah.
By our guitarist.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Alex.
Shit, we went to Gonzalez and I was the only white dude there. Mm-hmm. And it was very slow and they took like 45 minutes to bring our food out.
Okay.
It was fucking ridiculous.
Was it a weekend or was it a weekday?
It was a weekday.
Okay, keep going there.
I believe.
Because the weekends, they're busy. They're real busy.
No. There was nobody there.
Damn, what day? You sure you went to Gonzalez and not...
I went to the Gonzalez and PG.
Okay, so you went there.
Yeah.
Damn. You sure you didn't go to
Gonzalez? I did not go to Gonzalez.
Okay.
I went to Gonzalez right there. It's on the...
Hey, watch my earlobes.
It's on the northeast corner of that road.
There's also a place in Mesquite. That Angela hit me to.
What is
it's
it?
Called Martinez. And that shit's pretty good. Like, I
actually,
went there.
Actually, I didn't like that place.
You didn't?
No, it was horrible.
Ooh,
like, really
Angela,
bad.
Did you hear that shit?
I've never been there.
Yeah, she's fucking with you.
That's where we would always go and have, like, dinner with Alicia. Because, I mean, that's where she lived out that way.
Because Gonzalez has that really good guiso.
They do have a good guiso.
That's what I get when I go there.
Their tortillas are so thick.
Yeah, they were too thick. I like them.
Ain't nothing too thick.
Have you tried
boy.
Margaritas? I think you said you tried margaritas, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Margaritas right there off of by the hospital?
Yes.
Off of 75 area?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I actually went there when Angela was getting surgery, having surgery done, and her dad and I hadn't been together yet. So he goes, hey, let's go eat. And I said, cool. So we tried out margaritas that day.
Actually,
it's my second time I went to margaritas.
You know where we need to do an effing Crunch Crew at?
Uh-huh.
Or Taco Crunch?
Uh-huh.
Fucking Ponchos.
Oh, my God. Raise the flag.
Yes,
bro.
Dude.
You know, Adrian got on my ass the other day because of that. Because he's like, you've always said you don't want to try. Like when I mentioned it about ponchos, blah, blah, blah. Because we drove by a ponchos the other
day. Fuck yeah, you got to stop. It's magical.
No. And, it's magical. And I was like, delicious. Ew, blah, blah, blah. Like I never, when he would bring it up, I'd be like, no way. Like, wow. Like dead stop, like full stop, no. Like, and then he's like, oh, but when the guys mention it, you want to go. So I was
he
like,
must
okay,
not listen
I'll
to our show
you.
Much because. He...
So you've never been to Poncho's?
Never.
Really?
Ever.
At all?
Ben, zero.
Then why don't you want to go?
Like, you're just taking other people's word for this and not going to do your own type of experience?
Here's the thing.
Just, here's the thing.
Makes it so
spit it out, bro.
The food, it's not the best, but it's consistently good.
Amen.
And you raise the flag at your
raise
table.
Raise that motherfucker high.
And they will keep bringing you food.
Bring your shit
at no
to
additional
you.
Charge.
No charge.
For the rest of your
no
stay.
Charges. No charges.
No charges.
Mm. No charges.
It's buffet.
A buffet.
Oh, it's buffet.
Simon
it's a buffet.
Cassie.
I don't like buffets.
This
don't
is
know.
This is a fresh buffet.
This okay. is fresh buffet.
We're not talking about.
They make
about,
the sopapillas and the tortillas right
oh,
there.
Oh, they're sopapillas.
I don't like sopapillas.
Well,
not with honey.
Sopapilla. God, damn, does she not like
I
any
do.
Goddamn thing?
I'll eat them, but
I'm starting
not
to think
favorite.
Maybe she's a vampire and she only drinks blood.
She only drinks fucking blood. Or a werewolf, and all she does is fucking chew meat, spit yep. it out, and say, I don't like that.
You know what?
Okay.
You finally got it right.
We need,
God,
we need
got it right.
to go to Poncho's for a taco crunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because number one, nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
I have never gone to Poncho's. And not enjoyed it.
I like it.
Sometimes you'll have to.
I'll be honest. I'm
rush
kind
home
of
to go
scared.
To the bathroom.
Why are you scared?
Yes, exactly. That's
it's just
why.
Crazy Mexican.
It never makes
good.
Me go to the bathroom ever
you
at
know,
all.
It's really just.
You
a
know
joke.
What? I kind of like. So Babes, right? Babes is really good.
Ugh,
it's
like
so
babes.
Good.
I like Babes.
But every babes. Time I eat Babes, mm. I get really sick for my stomach.
Really?
Yeah. Ugh. Like it's just it's so heavy, you know.
I
and
can
I
do
feel
it, but...
like that would be the equivalent.
Like Angela yeah, loves Babes.
I do
she
too.
Loves,
yeah,
I like Babes.
She loves their salad too. It's just
yep.
like,
oh,
I'm like, it's nothing but fucking iceberg lettuce and like
yeah,
whatever they put
it,
on
but
it.
It's fucking good.
It's
and that's it.
So good.
I'm like, ugh.
Their salad is like
yep.
one of a kind. Yeah.
See, my ex-wife hated Babes.
Yeah, I don't
I like
care
babes.
For Babes. I don't care for
but them. The one in Roanoke is the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the original.
And I like Baby Dolls.
Oh, gosh.
That they have a good legs and eggs.
I'm not a titty bar fan, man. I'm just not.
I'll play with you. I don't go to those. Are, no. Okay. Last time I went to one was probably when my brother Paul got married.
Okay.
And I was basically a chaperone, right? Yeah. Just making sure everybody was good. So me and then my brother-in-law, Casper, we're sitting there. We're the oldest ones there. And we have all these like bricks of money, bricks. And it's like, everybody's coming up, look like they could be my niece.
That's why I don't go. I ain't
I'm
paying
like,
for titties.
What the fuck? So the oldest dancer that was there. Who was actually a waitress too came up and she sat with me and my brother-in-law. We just I can't do this shit. It's just too weird for me.
Yeah, see, I feel weird in a strip club. I yeah. feel like number one, I don't like people thinking that I'm a sucker, and I feel like walking in the doors of a titty bar, you're a sucker.
Oh, yeah.
You like that like
yeah.
a stick with a big like. A
I feel like it's
draw?
There to flex your you know fucking money and just blow money.
Yeah,
and I don't know, man. I've been raised to appreciate money and try and be frugal with it because
frugal. He's using big ass words.
I don't know, man. I just can't think. Like when I see people with those money guns, it gives me anxiety.
Oh, the money guns.
Money
I'm
guns?
Like,
yeah, yeah. The one that shoots all your dollar bills.
I'm like what a waste.
Like Chris Bresnik has one of those and he like, or just shoot money.
I mean,
it
I guess
out.
If I had the disposable income, yeah.
Back in his day, but he still, don't do this shit no more, but
nah,
yeah.
Nah, man. I don't know.
I don't
know.
I don't know.
Throw away money like that.
Plus, I feel like. I don't know. I feel disrespectful just being in one.
Yeah?
Yeah, for some reason.
Well, because
so,
they're
you know,
a lot younger than you.
I will go to...
I felt like this when I was a young man, too.
Oh. You just don't like women. No, I'm just playing.
Oh.
That ain't the case, buddy.
What's up, Pinky?
So, I'll go to, like, the women's establishment.
Yeah.
But, like, to... what was that?
You're talking about, like...
Why are you used to work there, bro? Yeah, why are you used to
like
work?
Like LeBears. I think I went there a few times.
That was you?
For parties. But, like, I just could not. Like,
see,
for me to see people, women, like,
yeah.
all over them
yeah.
and salivating all over them, like, mm-hmm. that is disgusting.
Yeah, I
to
think
me.
So, too.
Yeah.
I just can't do that.
Yeah.
And it's so different than
and most
for
of those
women.
Dudes are gay, too.
Yeah, most
yeah.
of the dancers
oh,
are
yeah.
gay, most
yeah.
of them. But do you notice that? It's so different when the women go to it, it's all rowdy and they're like all yelling for one.
Yeah.
When you go to a guy one, it's just whoever comes to the stage has got like three of them.
Yeah.
You can go up there if you want to or not. You just sit back where you're at, have drinks, yeah, chill. You don't see the guys going, yeah, party, party, whatever.
Yeah, I've never.
I don't understand. I mean, I'm cool with that part of it, but, you know, it's whatever.
I don't know. The first titty bar I ever went to.
Yeah.
It was called Hard Bodies. Oh. And I was in the Fire Academy, and firemen got in free.
This is a Thanksgiving fucking show.
Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for learning my lesson here, right?
Wow.
So I was 18.
Yeah.
It was a BYOB on the outskirts of San Angelo,
Texas.
Bring
your own butt, yes.
I'm like, all right, I've never been to a titty bar. Let's go. I'm 18. I can get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't drink, but I could go in. We go in this place. It's a dirt fucking floor.
Oh, yeah.
With two tables, two small tables, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
A dirt floor.
Oh, I've been to one, but I'll tell you about it.
We were the only fucking people. There's four of us.
Dirt floor. Yes.
Four kids in the Fire Academy.
And where was this at?
San Angelo.
In California?
Texas.
Texas, okay.
Wow. San Angelo, Texas.
Okay.
West Texas.
Holy shit.
Right?
Yeah.
It was on the outskirts because, you know, it's a West Texas.
They had no skirts.
Yeah. So you go in there. We're the only ones there. They'll bring you a bucket of ice to put beer in.
Yeah.
For a charge, whatever.
Oh, yeah. 10
but
bucks
I couldn't
for
drink
bucket,
anyway. So whatever. The first girl that's on stage, and let me tell you, the stage is probably not even the size of your desk area.
Yeah. No, I believe it.
It looked
what?
Like.
You're describing something that happened to me in California.
It was like
ahead.
a large coffee table.
Probably the same owners.
With a pole. And they come out behind a curtain, and the first girl that got up there and danced didn't have any hair on her body except for her head. And I was starting to wonder if she was even old enough to have it.
Oh, like that.
I was like, okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
Wait, what?
Yep.
That's crazy.
So the second girl that came up was like a late 60-year-old black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was just dragging the ground.
Probably the same one I saw in California.
The ham sandwich is like dragging the ground.
Oh, not the ham sandwich.
Runny eggs.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Runny eggs. Oh, were they banana droppings?
And just,
ew.
Just gross, just dirty. And then the third girl that came out was in her third trimester.
Describing the exact, you know what? We got to take a sponsor break. We'll get back to this in just a second for Thanksgiving. We're terrible. Be right back. East Dallas Automotive is the perfect place to go for all your automotive needs. Whether you're looking to purchase a car, repair or maintain your current car, or have your car detailed, East Dallas Automotive can provide the services you need. With their wide selection of Cadillac, GM, and BMW vehicles, as well as their experienced technicians, it's the perfect choice for all of your automotive needs. East Dallas Automotive, 10429 Garland Road, Dallas, Texas, 75218, or call 214-244-6039. Okay, we are back. So, Blanco, you was talking about dirt floors, and we should probably get away from this part, but I got to tell you, I saw the same thing in California when I was living up there with Tio.
Like titty bar wise?
Yes.
Okay.
And they suck in California. Titty bars suck. Like I told everybody I saw there, y'all need to move to Texas and you can get all kinds of money.
The only good titty bar I've been to was a Pantera's joint.
That was cool.
One of my homegirls was a hostess there.
Chris used to be the DJ there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Badass.
So, but yeah, no, I went to a couple titty bars and, you know, the song Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yeah, Motley Crue.
Yeah, Motley Crue. And he had a sign.
Yeah.
I went to that specific one to go check it out. Ugh, bro.
Gross.
Yes.
Were they all methy?
They were all like, number one, you cannot touch. You cannot get close. Table dance is literally a table apart. They don't come up to you like they do in Texas, right?
I've never had a table dance.
You never had a table dance?
Fuck no.
Oh, wow.
That makes me feel super creepy.
Nah, bro.
No, man. I don't like the feeling. Like,
I mean, I've dated.
Trust me, I like girls, but.
I've dated a couple stripper girls before.
I haven't.
I admire you.
But.
Why?
For saying that.
He's telling you lies, girl. You just biting into him.
No, trust me. I'm a dirty dude, and I like women, but I don't like, I don't know. I just feel like a sucker in there. I feel like it's, I'm supporting like a drug habit, and I don't know. I just feel creepy, dude. I just feel creepy.
I mean,
you saw me in Key West. We went to a butt-naked place across the street.
Oh, y'all went.
I walked in, had a panic attack, and walked right out the emergency exit. It was $3 to get in, butt naked. And I walked in, and it was just trashy as fuck. It was dark with flashing lights. I'm like, fuck this, I'm out. I've never tipped a stripper. I've never gotten a lap dance. I'm just, I don't know, man. I like girls 100%, but that's just not my thing.
Not like that.
Yeah,
but you can't hold them all down like that. Some of them, that's what they do where they go to school.
Oh, no, and respect to that.
They make, I mean, there's plenty where...
I'm not saying that they're dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying that they're...
A lot of them are.
I'm just saying I feel gross.
Now I do, being as old as I am.
I feel like it categorizes me in this like group of, you know...
When I was in my 20s...
Dirty old men.
When I was 20, I was great. Like, that's when I dated, like, in 25 years old, I was dating.
I had a fire chief
23,
that I loved a lot, and he was divorced. He's an older dude, and he spent all of his free time and all of his money at titty bars. Yeah. And I just never understood it.
Yesterday. I was running an errand, so I was over by our favorite area that we like to talk about, Harry Hines.
Oh, yeah.
I was picking up some mail over on that side of town.
You were picking up a mail?
Picking up some mail.
Oh, group thing. Okay.
So it was a group thing,
dude,
yeah.
It was like freaking 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I know I've said this before, but I'll say it again. There was two girls that were walking, really short stuff. Like, they were showing everything. So then we go down Harry Hines. And this girl was straight up, like, on a corner, dancing, shaking her booty.
Oh, she was on some meth, bro.
Like,
oh,
yeah. She was straight up, like, bent over, short ass shorts. Like, she had, like, a tube top shirt. Like, she was just showing everything.
She like the number one, or did she like a hoe zero?
Hoe zero.
A hoe zero.
Yeah. Ugh. And she was, I saw her ass and everything. Like, I literally could just go up and just smack her on the butt.
No, don't do that. You
and
have to wash your
all
hands.
Kinds of itchy
hands
stuff.
Be like this for the rest of your life. Just be like this. Yeah. No, you can't do
that.
Dude, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 9 o'clock in the morning. There's and you'll see they're pimps, too. Like, plain as fucking day.
Bitch better have my money.
At 9 o'clock in the morning.
Bitch better have my money.
There's been a lady on Coit and Frankfurt. She's not a hooker, but she's on that trank.
What the fuck is a trank?
Some kind of fucking drug. That
like
just,
a tranquilizer type of shit? What
the fuck? But it makes you just like stand up
and bend
over, like all the way over, and like fall asleep standing up. And she's out there with the sign, just like bent all the way over asleep with her eyes closed standing up.
And the sign says, looking for a penny.
No,
it's like, need money,
I've
help
me. I've
seen
that before, though. There was I was driving down Fort Worth Avenue, and there was some dude on the floor. His pants were down to his knees. You could see everything. Bella was sitting in the passenger seat. So I'm like, look over here. Look at me. Like, don't turn that way. The paramedics were just getting there, but it was all out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I saw a weird thing in Deep Ellum a couple years ago. I was leaving. It was middle of the day. I think it was a Saturday afternoon. And I was going down Good Latimer to get back on 75 to come home. And I had my stepdaughter with me. And there's a old homeless white dude, probably, you know, in his 60s or 70s. He's got a shopping cart and everything. I mean, just picture perfect homeless guy, right? And he's got a yellow Dickies cup up there where you set, like, babies in the grocery cart.
Yeah.
That part. He had a yellow Dickies cup. And he's just kind of shuffling along, walking. And we're in, like, backed up rush hour traffic. And this guy just stops, unzips his pants, and pisses into the Dixie cup right there in front of everybody. My stepdaughter, I was like, don't look, don't look, don't. Pisses in the cup, right? While traffic is at standstill, like within arm's reach of him. And then just turns over and dumps the cup out, puts the cup back in, zips his pants up, and just keeps on walking. I'm like,
why
didn't you just piss on the fucking ground? Like, why even piss in the, like, why did you have to add the cup to this equation?
Yeah.
It was yellow, and he wanted to see if it got any more yellow.
In broad daylight. So gross. With traffic right there.
Sometimes you got to go. I don't know.
I mean.
Hey, so circle back around to my story that I got cut off by both of y'all.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
So the dirt floor.
Oh, titty bars.
That I was in.
Yeah.
I went there with Tio. And it was a small thing like a table. Like you said, it was actually not even a table. It was a walkway that they put strips to like separate it so she could walk down. And then a square they made out of these fucking. It wasn't a table, but it made a square out of the dirt.
Oh, my God.
And she's up there dancing. The first one, I'm like, what the fuck is this? She bends over and you see a string hanging.
Oh,
wow. I'm like, no, bro. And then this other lady comes out. The one you said that looks 60 years old or something.
Yeah.
With a dragon.
Yeah.
She was pregnant and doing it.
Oh.
At that point, I told Tio, dude, we got to get the fuck out of here. But you described everything that I saw. I'm wondering if it's like a traveling circus that they go to just place to place.
Probably.
I think that's why I always feel bad going to a titty bar, because the first one I went to, it was so depressing to see this girl that is more than likely underage.
What about Selma Hayek if she was doing that like she did in the movie?
Oh, Selma Hayek.
Would you go see that?
I will go see Selma Hayek dance when she's 100 years old, because she's still going to be fine.
You'll be thankful for this.
I think Selma Hayek is one of the finest women on the planet.
Ditto. She's gorgeous.
She is.
She's gorgeous. Her friend Penelope, I don't really like.
I like her too.
She looks like a chihuahua.
And I really like homegirl from Nacho Libre. Encarnacion.
Oh, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
I had to throw it out there because I wanted to be thankful that I wasn't the only one that saw this shit. You actually saw the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why I've always hated him.
Because, really?
Yeah, it made me feel so bad being in that place. I felt like I kind of had to. It was my first time to go to a titty bar. I was 18. I was a kid. And
have
I
you
wanted,
been to the Bears?
Huh?
Have you been to the Bears?
No.
Oh.
Have you?
No, I'm just asking. I'm figuring if you don't like the titty bar.
My friend has. I was wondering if you had too. Yeah.
You don't wear the leather chaps and shit when you go? What the fuck?
I mean, you get it free if you do that.
You don't get half off.
We should probably say what we're thankful for.
Well, I did. I said I'm thankful. I wasn't the only one who saw the dirt floor.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't the only one. I'm thankful I didn't see that by myself.
Yeah.
I'm thankful I'm not the only one who experienced it here.
Yeah.
And, I'm thankful I don't go to those bitches because those are expensive fucks.
Yeah, I don't like spending money like that.
Mm-mm. Seriously, though.
Mm-mm.
Back to Thanksgiving. Who's going to win this game?
Dallas. By far.
By far?
Yeah.
I'm hoping they...
Dallas is going to have them by 20 easy.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, we're playing here too, aren't we?
We're playing home against the Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
So...
I mean, third string out there, we're good.
And if we lose, there's always next year. I love the Cowboys, win or lose.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Ditto.
I don't put that much fucking hatred into hating these young guys playing this game.
Them youngsters.
I mean, some of these are like 20, 21-year-old...
My brother's the worst when it comes to that. He's so bipolar when he's watching football.
You're mad, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did
when
I was young. And then I quit watching it for a while because I didn't. I'm like, I'm not going to let this shit ruin my fucking day.
You do, though.
Not anymore.
Oh, bro.
I'll bitch about it. I'm like, fucking Cowboys. Did you see those fucking Cowboys kill it last night? It's either or.
I've watched games with you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And we watch them. Boy, you get.
Oh, I get into the game.
Why'd you fuck up do that?
I clap.
God damn it.
I'm sure Addy and Emily and Gus think I'm fucking crazy.
Oh, you're fucking pissed. Because
I'm on the couch and I'm talking to the TV like I'm on the fucking sidelines.
Like you're the coach.
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Jerry, I ain't paying you enough.
Yep.
Type of shit. Yeah. I get you. Because, yeah, I get. When I used to smoke, boy. Like, I would smoke. I would chain smoke during a game.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if we're behind.
Right now, I can turn my TV sideways
and
stand on my back patio.
Yeah.
If it's too bright, I have to cup the window so I can look in. But I can still like sit out there. Yeah. Put one hand up so I can cup the window. So
yeah.
Oh, no, that was a glare. That was a flag.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That was a fly.
That's
it was
fucking
a ball.
Cowboys. Makes me smoke really quick.
Yeah, no, it used to piss me off. My Aunt Josie was that way during the Mavericks games.
Oh.
Mavericks came on. She would go out back and she'd smoke a cigarette and she'd shut the door, but she'd walk back and forth pacing. She goes, "Who's winning? Who's winning? Oh my God, did they score? Oh my God." And she's smoking. And I said, "Aunt Josie, calm down. Commercial." It's commercial. But all right, Pinky, what you thankful for besides your kids, my kids, and Germ's kids?
It's been an interesting year. I'm thankful that we survived.
Yeah.
You know, as a family, because it has been.
It's been a beat down, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But we got through it, right?
Yeah.
Things are just going up now.
Things were said that shouldn't have been said, maybe. Or
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feelings a lot of growth and, you know, my mom was sick or we thought, you know, she had cancer. And after all the tests. Yeah, I didn't say anything. So we were doing a lot of testing and she had a lot of people praying for her, praying with her at her house. And the lady told her, one of the ladies told her, just drink these. She was making her some type of teas or something. And she would tell her, drink these teas religiously.
Like a curanera?
Like something like that, yeah. Okay. And she said, drink these teas, and the next time you go to the doctor, you will not. They will tell you you don't have cancer. After, like, I think it was like a couple of months, 2 or 3 months, they finally gave her her final diagnosis, and she does not have cancer.
That's fucking awesome. I'm going to get me some of that tea.
Yeah.
What's it called?
No.
A curanera is like it's a spiritual healer. A Mexican spiritual
But it's
healer.
All oh. herbs. It was like a tea yeah, with yeah. herbs.
Oh, that's what it is, though. Like, yeah. I don't care. Like, if you're from India, they have their own spiritual people who use different herbs.
Yeah, cure.
So it's just, it goes into your, if you want to go back into our past, our ancestry, Mexican ancestry, and people call them witch doctors. They're not witch doctors. They are actual curanderos, which practice herbal.
Holistic.
Yeah, holistic stuff.
Spiritual.
A lot of witches were killed because of that.
Yeah.
And they weren't doing anything but trying to find cures and help people out, you know?
Yeah. So this lady, she's very religious. She's into God, church. My mom is not. Okay. Right? But my mom, like, when she would come, like, they would make her cry, you know, because she would get emotional.
Yeah.
Because of how these women who really don't know her in depth, how they would pray for her and they cared for her during that time. And they would go and leave her the teas, you know, like clockwork. And on a weekly basis, they
That's
would make
cool.
her.
How did she meet these people? They just
it
knew
was,
about her?
It was really funny. No. So she met, my mom had a garage sale one day, and they showed up and they became friends ever since. So then my mom said, she's like, it's like, it was a God thing.
It was meant to happen. It was meant to, yeah.
Because
yeah.
after that, they would show up here and there. But when the minute that my mom found out that, or they had diagnosed, or they said that she had to go see a cancer specialist, this lady showed up at her house. She's like, I hadn't seen her, and she shows up, and I felt compelled to tell her.
Okay.
And then that's when it all started. They started praying for her. They started doing that. So I'm very thankful for that because we overcame it. She does have to have surgery for something else, but it's minor compared to cancer.
Well, you know what? I think things happen for a reason, whether you believe in what you believe in. It's just things fall into place. I believe because I'm not very spiritual like I used to be. I think we discussed that before. I know that Blanco's not as far as religious. Spiritual, I am. Religious, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I know Blanco's not that way either. But I think I'm more spiritual. And I do it because
you are.
My grandmother.
Yeah, your grandma.
My grandma actually instilled that. And then being a fucking, you know, altar boy and all that stuff. So I have it in me because it's instilled in me as a young age.
You just love them church crackers.
Them is fucking good, bro.
Dude, those things are fucking good.
You take you some cheese whiz and spray it
on
them,
baby. Yep.
Wow, that white turns yellow.
Follow some grape juice.
Some grape juice. No, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for a lot. Like, for instance, one of the things I've been thankful for every year since I've had it was thankful for not dying during the heart attack.
Yeah, me too.
And that was 2013. So I'm still thankful every day, every year. I'm thankful that my kids are healthy and growing. I'm thankful that we have a grandson right now. I'm thankful for family, friends. I'm even thankful for all the mistakes, if you even call them that I made in the past.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't make those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, or and I'm thankful for all the families I've been a part of, including my ex-families. Like, they, you know, we've always had.
There's a purpose.
Yeah. And it leads you to where you're at. And so I do think that I have no ill will towards anybody as far as that goes. Because I started thinking about it. I did for a while. And I'm like, you know what? They'll get theirs in the end if it happens that way. If not, just move on. Go with it. I'm thankful for this show.
Me too.
Like, I'm thankful because it's almost like a therapy for us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We come up here and we just talk and talk. And it's like we can carry a conversation and just banter off each other, even if Blanco's on his phone all the time.
I'm actually texting your wife right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dirty pictures.
Oh.
She's going
to love you.
Very thankful.
She's
going to
throw
that.
Up
he's
on
very
that.
Thankful for that, too.
No, I'm asking her to grab me some.
So you're the bear she shows me.
Gross.
She's like, look at this bear.
Emily calls me that, too. And it.
Really?
Shut the fuck up.
She calls you bear?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know that.
to fuck with me.
Yeah, no, I ain't fucking with you. Yeah. You're a bear.
So,
teddy bear.
So, whose turn is it to be thankful for?
You.
Yous. All right.
I'm thankful that I have friends like you guys.
Aww.
I'm thankful for surviving a heart attack.
Yeah.
I'm thankful.
Copycat.
I'm thankful for the Texas Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know something else that you're thankful for.
What?
That you are 100% legal.
Oh, yeah.
I am. I'm thankful that.
Relax, yeah. Right? Like,
yep.
You got your green card, homie?
I am. I can live here now.
You're not. You don't have to be hiding anymore.
I'm not in the caves anymore.
We're
in
not
the
taking
tunnels.
You back to Cuba no more. No more Cuba.
No, yeah. I'm very thankful to fucking finally have a legal truck. Yeah.
You're thankful you're back to Dallas and you're no longer in Houston?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Definitely thankful to not be in Houston. Mm. Fuck Houston. Mm-mm. There's some good things in Houston.
There's good things in there, bro.
Las Phoenix is from Houston. They're pretty bad.
They are good. Yeah. They're good.
They're on our album. You know that?
Really?
Berna is. Berna,
the accordion player. She's on our album.
I had her, their sister, older sister.
Leslie?
No.
The drummer?
No, she's not.
Her, oh, she's not part.
Older sister. Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
I had her on Instagram for a long time.
Oh, she disappeared from Instagram.
She's Ani. Gorgeous. They're all gorgeous, but Ani. she was gorgeous. Yeah.
She was very active way back when.
They're wonderful people. Yeah, they're wonderful.
The sister that's not in the band is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to meet so many damn good people. Yeah. And
she was very spunky, very just cheerful and happy and just funny and.
Yep. Positive.
They invited us to. Was it a quinceañera? They invited us to. What was it?
We went to Ani's quinceañera. We FNA's bought her a timbale.
Yeah, bought her a timbale
for her quinceañera.
Yeah. So a what?
We bought her a timbale,
a drum,
because
she's a percussion player.
Yeah. So yeah, we bought her that. FNA's bought it.
I love their family dynamic, and I love how their dad.
Yeah.
Started with a landscaping company and like built this band with his daughters and has a tour bus and drives a tour bus and manages them. And the mom's involved and then the older sister like does the books and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're super talented and they're all really pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The dad's cool as shit, but I don't know. Their social media is on point.
It is.
They look like they have a lot of fun touring.
They're sweet as hell.
And it looks like they're super close.
Yeah.
Their
family,
their attention.
Yes, that's what I love about them the most.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be hurtful, but it's most of the time, it's good. They travel everywhere here, so they got to get on each other's nerves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I mean, I don't want to go out there and play this with you, but fuck it, let's go do it. We're making money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not my brother, but you get on my nerves.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah. I had to say that.
I only have to deal with her for like a couple, days out of the week.
You know, another, and I think they're out of Houston, the Easy Band.
Okay.
I've really, really started loving everything they're doing. So they take like popular songs and they turn it Norteño.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's really good. The main guy, he plays, he's a multi-instrumentalist. But they do good work and they're starting to get, a lot of attention.
We're going to hold these, y'all, just to let y'all know.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to use them for a different show.
Other than that, Houston can suck it. Fuck the Astros.
Anything else that I haven't named? Anything that you want to? Because I kind of threw things out there for you.
You did. Thank you. I'm thankful for my wife and my kids, my family, my parents. I'm thankful to still have both my parents. This would be the first Thanksgiving without our grandmother, though, so it's kind of bittersweet.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandma used to hold it all together. The whole family, you know what I'm saying?
I'm super thankful for my wife's cooking and the fact that she loves cooking so much.
I don't think he can live
eating it so much.
If nobody cooked for him, like, it seems like he
can't. No. I used to cook. I used to think I could cook until I married Emily. Jesus Christ, she's an artist in the kitchen. And I'm just, if I die from a heart attack from eating that food, that's just so you know, live and on air right now, that's how I want to go.
Okay.
Eating whatever the fuck I want.
Emma got you. I got you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pinky, I'm really thankful when you came back into my life.
Yeah.
Because we started this many, many years ago. And it's really cool that you were like, you know what? Yeah, I'll do it again. Let's do it. And then
I mean, it was always fun, right? So you want to return back to something that you were really fond of, I guess, and you being really fond of you too.
It's always been fun.
Yeah, we've always had a really good time. So
yeah, we get along and we have fun, and then our kids got to meet each other.
Yeah,
14 years apart, they get to meet each other. That's freaking.
They have a really cool dynamic.
They do.
They
do. Bella's such a bully, but
they're like brother and sister.
Yeah, she loves him.
Oh, he does the same thing to her. He bullied back. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like last night,
she's that's super cool.
He was like, go to bed. And she goes, what'd you say? What'd you say? Why don't you go to bed? I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's cool because I'm like, I talked about you before many times to many people, told Angela about you. And then when we got together to do the show again, it's just been great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been good. I'm having a good time. And it's like, it really is like a therapy session that wasn't needed.
Yeah. And it's thankful that it works for our families too.
Yeah.
Cause you know, Adrian's a part of it. You know, Angela's a part of it. Cause it could very well be where, you know, it doesn't work for somebody, you know?
Oh yeah. No, I could totally see that with an ex of mine. Or it wouldn't have worked. It would have been like, why are you over there all the time? How come y'all doing this all the time?
But,
you know, and the dynamics of that, it just means it's not meant to be sour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that, you know, like I am.
I think it's cool.
And then I finally get to hang out with Pan Blanco.
Yeah. Because
we saw each other or hung out a couple times.
At shows?
Yeah.
At shows. Yeah. But, I mean, that was pretty much it. And then Instagram friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. And now we're like, yeah.
I'm thankful for your friendship and thankful for you, especially so I don't have to deal with him by myself.
Oh, good God. I need somebody on my side.
Yeah. You got Emma over there in the other room.
Fuck.
Actually,
no.
She's on my side.
She's been awfully quiet today.
She's with JoJo in his room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he kept her over there.
She ran out here in a little cute sweater.
Oh, yeah, she's wearing a sweater today.
Hit me right in the nuts, and then I was...
I was
petting her head, and Joe's like, don't touch her head. I'm like, what the fuck is on her head?
Yeah.
He said, flea medicine, so I just...
Oh.
Yeah. My hand. Yeah. Angela puts it on the back of their neck and the head.
Does she have fleas? Yeah.
No, it prevents them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you put that shit on.
I have to give Tanner one every 6 months, a pill.
Yeah, it's like every 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Well... Let's end this a little bit early.
We got to go eat. I'm ready to eat.
Some food kicking.
Thanksgiving.
Happy
turkey
Thanksgiving.
For you turkey for me.
Wow, boy, you ain't even ate yet. You making room.
Yeah, I'm making room.
I've been throwing Bella, so I'm making room too. And you thought
that's what that I've was. Been inhaling you thought it was all this pinky. Toxic air.
Yep. Yeah, and you say you don't eat anything. God. You just ate a bunch of toxins.
Oh, my God.
No mames, cabrón. Happy Thanksgiving, putos.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy effing Thanksgiving.
Happy effing Thanksgiving. There you go. Yeah.
Live long and prosper.
Because you never know
where the force may take you.
Peace.
Bye.
Later.
Some of these facts have not been checked. These are just our opinions. Please don't come to our show for actual news.
Cage Sasquatch Productions.